Government shutdown over.
I'm glad we can finally get back to work here.
West Coast wake-up call after Alaska earthquake.
This is not a drill. This is an actual tsunami warning.
Diagnosis sidelines a music legend. Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump has signed the bill that reopens the federal government, ending a three-day shutdown, but key political battles are far from over. Live to White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Congress has 16 days until the next shutdown deadline. House Speaker Paul Ryan says there's no time to pat anyone on the back.
We very much need to heed the lessons of what just happened here.
Democratic House Whip Steny Hoyer.
I pray that neither I nor the Congress will be in this same position come February 8th.
Tough talks are still ahead on giving legal status to DACA recipients, funding the border wall, and implementing new limits on legal immigration that the president and his allies have demanded. Here at the White House, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders claimed victory.
What the president did clearly worked.
Overnight, her boss tweeted, "Democrats cave on shutdown." Liberal activists and dreamer Jose Lopez agree.
The time to act was now, and I feel like they lost that chance.
Steve?
Well, President Trump also tweeted about this morning, the FBI missing 5 months of texts from Agent Peter Strzok and FBI lawyer Lisa Page. It is known the two had exchanged derisive messages about Mr. Trump. CBS's Paula Reed.
During the Department of Justice's investigation into Strzok, it found texts were missing between December 14th, 2016, and May 17th, 2017. Those dates span the presidential transition and the day Robert Mueller was appointed. The FBI blames software and technical issues, saying employees with many Samsung 5 mobile devices did not capture texts during that time.
And reports say FBI Director Christopher Wray threatened to resign over Attorney General Sessions' insistence that he oust Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. McCabe has been attacked by Republicans as a friend to ex-FBI Director James Comey. Tsunami alerts go out along the West Coast.
Tsunami warning. Please evacuate.
After a magnitude 7.9 earthquake hit overnight off the coast of Alaska, it was felt in Anchorage.
We woke up to the house shaking and the pots and pans rattling in the kitchen.
Police Sergeant Derek Beaver got on social media to warn people on Kodiak Island.
Everybody get out of your homes and make it a safe place. 100 feet, at least 100 feet or higher.
Police Lieutenant Tim Putney.
Our latest update just came in, and Old Harbor, which is a village on Kodiak Island, has seen about a half a foot tsunami right now.
But there's been no word of any major damage or injuries, and any danger has passed for the Pacific coast from Washington on south. Well, five people are still listed as missing after yesterday's explosion and fire on a drilling rig near Quinton, Oklahoma, in the eastern part of that state. Emergency Management Director Kevin Enlow.
I'm staying hopeful. I want to stay optimistic, but, you know, it was a very intense fire.
17 other workers were rescued from the site. One suffered minor burns. The cause of it is not known. Prolific songwriter and energetic performer Neil Diamond is out with news about his health and his future on stage. Here's CBS's Vicki Barker.
He's been the soundtrack to our love stories and our heartbreaks since the 1960s, selling more than 130 million albums worldwide. But Neil Diamond says he's retiring from touring after being diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Diamond turns 77 later this week, and on Sunday he'll accept the Recording Academy's Lifetime Achievement Award. In a statement, he thanks his fans, saying, "This ride has been so good, so good, so good, thanks to you." Vicki Barker, CBS News.
There's new upheaval at the highest levels of USA Gymnastics. CBS's Dr. John LaPook says it's the latest fallout from the sexual assault scandal surrounding former team physician Larry Nassar.
When girls came forward and told an adult, the adults didn't listen. Why didn't they listen?
Victims have not only taken aim at Nassar and Michigan State, but also at USA Gymnastics and the U.S. Olympic Committee. The U.S. Olympic Committee released a statement saying it had been engaged in discussions with USA Gymnastics, which led to three board resignations.
And the coach of the 2012 team has been suspended. For the first time since being swamped by an avalanche of sexual abuse allegations, Bill Cosby performed in public.
I have a daughter, very intelligent young lady. She said, watch it, watch
He told
it,
jokes
watch
for
it,
about an hour at a Philadelphia jazz club. The 80-year-old Cosby faces a retrial in a sexual assault case in April. His first trial ended in a hung jury last year. Pennsylvania Supreme Court struck down that state's congressional map. It's a win for Democrats who say the 18 districts were drawn to benefit Republicans. Lawmakers have been given just over 2 weeks to come up with a replacement plan. The South African jazz musician Hugh Masekela has died of cancer at 78. The trumpeter and composer had a number one hit in this country in 1968 with Grazing in the Grass. In his own country, Masekela was a key figure in the anti-apartheid movement, and he lived in exile for many years. Palestinians have boycotted Vice President Pence's visit to the Middle East. CBS's Robert Berger has more on what Pence called a very personal stop today.
Vice President Mike Pence visited Israel's Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial. Then he prayed at the Western Wall in a nod to Israeli sovereignty in Jerusalem's disputed Old City.
And it is deeply meaningful for me to be able to be here in Jerusalem, the capital of the state of Israel.
The Palestinians, who claim Jerusalem as their capital, are observing a general strike. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
A woman identified by a scholar as the inspiration for the World War II factory worker Rosie the Riveter has died. Naomi Fraley was 96 and lived in Longview, Washington. Other women have been identified as possible models for Rosie over the years. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, the 23rd of January. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.